Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss.
Pop up the volume, pop up the volume.
Cause we go a little something like this.
Come on.
Hit it!
Hot, quicker than your average. Pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Get don't think, stink, pink gators. My Detroit players, Tim for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's dead right, it's a head right. Biggie there, air night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to. Bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us. Talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us. Screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pluck. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC. Easily, recently, this friend ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace, Cubans with the Jesus peace, with my peace, packing, asking who want it, they got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it, they got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace. All Philly hoes, so is Moschino. Every cutie with a booty, boy, the coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the Them riders. Frank White push the stick called the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tint if I want to. Gon' blast we first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, rapping about blunts and bras. Some bras, menage a trois. Sex and expensive cars, and still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, note for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty, that's how I stay filthy. Richer than richer, so you come and get
come on.
Richer than richer, so you come and get
come on. Here we go.
I'm your hip hop informer. Hey, welcome to the show. 904, where I am coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. You're inside the Friday Night Cypher. What up, everybody? Hope you had a good week. You know what we do on Fridays. Yo, we recap the week in news and entertainment. Before we go any further, all the way live from Plant City, where it might be storming, not sure. Chocolate. What's the weather like out there right now?
Ooh, the sky has opened up on this side of the world. Happy Friday to my TM Hyman Radio Live family and listeners. Yeah, but it's just crazy out there. It's sending May out with a bang.
Word. I mean, it's been like this all week. I'm like, rain, go away.
Well, you know, it June or late May begins the Florida rainy, quote-unquote,
season.
Where it rains every single day, like clockwork, between the hours of 3:30 and 6:30 p.m. every day. Every day.
Word. Hey, welcome to the weekend, TGIF, everybody. 6:05 out there, where the sun is out, where they say it never rains. We can't say the same thing here in the Sunshine State. A lot going on out there in L.A., though. A lot going on. Congratulations to that dude, Steve Ballmer. He's a baller, for real. That's what they should call him, Steve Ballmer. $2 billion is the bid for the Clippers. He actually won, striking the win with a $2 billion bid. You know, we got a lot of billion-dollar ballers out here these days. Big up.
How did this man get on the list of all of the people that we've been hearing about? How does he just come in from the shadows and scoop up the winning bid?
Who knows? Hey, well, I mean, he's really a baller. I mean, for real. He's an ex-Microsoft CEO. Shelly Sterling says that, you know, she's delighted that they're selling Steve. He'll be a terrific owner. And that's a quote. But going back to the question the other day here on the show, you all were asking, you know, what's going to happen when, you know, all of the minorities are striped out as contenders? Unfortunately,
well,
there's nothing that we can do because it's private business. It's not a democracy.
And that's what happened.
Word. Hey, on to other news. Can you all get used to calling Kim, Mrs. Kim West, instead of Kim Kardashian? Are you all going to be able to get used to that? Are you all going to be able to get used to that, Miss Kim West? Doesn't have the same ring to it, does it? Just doesn't sound like Kim Kardashian, Kim West.
I guess. I don't know. I'm going to have to leave my comments out of this because I'm unfortunately on the more skeptical side of this. Like, I'm happy for them. I think they did the right thing in terms of, you know, trying to build their family dynamic with Little North. But, yeah, I don't know about this one. Sorry, I hope they prove me wrong. I'm just saying. I don't know about this one. I'm just saying. I really do hope they prove me wrong.
Hey, understood. Hey, jump on it, 917-889-3926. Mr. and Mrs. West, that's interesting. Hey, we'll be back.
Salute, DJ B, Philly, the VA, Scratch Canics, Fresh Radio, the Block. And right now you're checking out TM Hyman Radio, live. You know what it is.
Don't be afraid to get old, man. You may learn some shit. You may know some shit. You may see some shit. Told me I was old. I had to tell her. You could go to any hood. Bet they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring. Master rolling. Boy, use the Lord. Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie.
Hey,
I be calling all
chicken.
Right.
More 80s than the 80s. I'm money mission. I'm
you
money mission.
You can go to any hood that they know me. Rose gold, pinky ring. Master Roley. Boy, use the Lord. Gary Coleman. I be calling all the shots. Big homie.
My bitch get the Christians new, and Gazeppis. My bitch get the Birkin new, the whole of weapons. My bitch get the Range Rovers, that's for affection.
You know what it is?
My bitch get the realest new, she my reflection. I make my traffic dope, that's my profession. She swallowed the been looking pregnant, time for C-section. They got your pockets where I'm from, and block they blessings. 50 millimeter drum.
PM here on TM Hyman Radio Live. That is Big Homie Rose French Montana and Diddy. Again, 9:12 PM on the Friday night cipher here with your girl Hot Chocolate and the General TM Hyman kicking it as we do, recapping the week in news and entertainment. Shout out and congratulations to all of the 2014 high school and college graduates, every level. Congratulations, hard work. Very, very, very well done. And shout out to the parents, too. Parents really don't get, you know, the congratulations that they need because, you know, of course, it is about the graduate that night. But the parents and the support system deserve congratulations as well. So shout out to all of the graduates and the mommies and daddies and grandmas and grandpas and brothers and sisters who trekked out those long 2-year and 4-year and extended time, masters and doctorates and all of that.
No doubt.
Get that education, babies. Get it. So we're going to continue on recapping the week in news and entertainment. Yeah, so we just talked about, before we went to the break, the man who got the winning bid for
Steve Ballmer, ex-Microsoft CEO.
Mr. Ballmer. Well, if it were up to Mark Cuban, he would have let Donald Sterling keep his team, as reported by Yahoo Celebrity News. So I found that kind of odd in the fact that, well, I mean, not really, because, you know, Mark Cuban is kind of, he's different. I'm just going to say. I don't know. I'm going to just say he's different. So, yeah. He would have let Donald Sterling keep the team if he had to vote.
Well, I mean, there are African Americans who feel the same. You know, so I think it's just a matter of opinion. I mean, some people are more tolerable of some things. You know, I mean, I personally had a problem with the fact that he was recorded.
Right.
Because, you know, I wouldn't want to be recorded.
True.
You know, but outside of that, I mean, you remember, you know, we reported on Larry Elder out of Los Angeles, you know, who was a supporter of Donald Sterling.
Yeah.
Felt like, you know, society was pushing him around, was beating him up, mistreating him. So, you know, we all have perspective.
Yeah, I mean, he said on a Sirius XM show Thursday that he would have voted to let Sterling keep the team if it had come down to the NBA Governor's Board decision. He acknowledged that he would probably be the only owner to vote in such a way, but said he doesn't really care. Actually, his quote was, F them. I don't care if nobody shows up to the games. If I think the ethical thing to do is to vote against 29 other guys, I will.
I mean, and we all have an opinion, and we have to all respect each other's opinions.
True, man. Sounds like it's a done deal to me, so congratulations.
Yep. Well, I mean, they have to vote on it, and after they vote on it, it probably will then at that point become official.
Okay.
And so, you know, congratulations nevertheless.
Definitely.
Miss Maya Angelou, 81 years old, went home on Wednesday. And so we will definitely miss you, Miss Maya Angelou, who, I mean, I think just captured our hearts with all of her great works over the many, 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 many years. Her life is absolutely be celebrated.
She will be greatly missed. God's word is angel.
Word. No doubt. Hey, coming out soon, Think Like a Man 2. Who would thunk it? I did. Hey, they started talking about the second right after the first one. Hey, June 20th, Think Like a Man. And so I'm plugging it like we're getting paid to plug it. But
it's making me want to go see the first one. I didn't even see the first one.
Yeah.
But,
oh, you never saw the first one?
No.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
No.
You definitely got to check out the first one.
Nor read
hey,
the book.
You read the book?
No. I hadn't done either.
Oh.
So I'll probably do both.
I didn't read the book.
Well, I mean, you know, from the girlfriends that I have that have read it, Steve has some female fans. He has some naysayers as well, but it sounds like he has more fans than foes, so.
Well, I mean, people respect Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he seemed more like a, he's speaking more like a daddy, you know, speaking to those who need a daddy more than anything. So, you know, again, Think Like a Man 2, June 20th, hitting the theaters. Hey, we will keep the party going. It's the Friday Night Cypher. It's 9:18. We'll be back on time.
Honey, I can see the stars all the way from here. Can't you see the glow on the window pane? I can feel the sun whenever you're near. Every time you touch me, I just melt away.
10:21 p.m. here on TM Hammer Radio Live. Your girl Hot Chocolate back here on Friday Night Cypher, joined by the general himself, T.M. Hyman, and if you would like to advertise your product or business here on T.M. Hyman Radio, drop us a line at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, and someone will get back with you with the arrangements. Again, that is tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Time. Again, it's 9:22 p.m. We are in the middle of the Friday Night Cypher, where we recap the week in news and entertainment. That was one of the many, many, many Love on Top remixes, Beyonce. It's one of the hotter ones, though. It's one of the hotter ones, I must say that. And I was just sitting here thumbing through Yahoo News and stumbled across some adorable pictures that Jay and Beyonce have released. A little blue ivy walking around in mommy's high heels made me feel all warm and fuzzy when I saw it. Blue is getting her experience walking in those heels, because her mama says she can't walk in heels. Like, she can dance and, like, kind of run, but just walking regularly, she's a klutz. That goes from years of training, I believe, that she said in an interview where former manager Matthew Knowles had she and her fellow Destiny's Child members kind of training, practicing, if you will, in high heels, you know, to gain their stamina, their balance, their endurance. So, yeah, she says she can probably smoke you in 100 in some heels, but just walking through the mall, she might fall.
Wow.
Hey, you know, it's a lady thing. It happens. Sometimes you have balance and heels, sometimes you don't. But you always look good.
Well, hey, BET News this week is asking the question, where are all the black teachers? You know, where have all the African-American teachers gone? Black kids are being taught by teachers that really don't look like them. What's going on in our communities? And so we're actually going to make that a topic. Coming up soon, but a good question.
Very good question.
You know, where are all the black teachers? They've been driven out of the damn schools. They're like, these kids are bad as hell.
And they're not lying. It's really unfortunate that someone who has such a passion and a love for education can be deterred from wanting to go and build and be a part of the community that they love so much because of the way the children are not, I'm not even going to say they are acting, I'm going to say the way that they're not disciplined. They're just, it's gotten to a point where we're afraid of our kids, and we're just letting them run the show and do anything that they want, and it's greatly affecting our community in every way. It's like a domino effect. You have teachers that don't want to.
Afraid.
Yeah.
Absolutely afraid.
Yeah. Yeah, they don't want to deal with, you know, someone else's behavioral problem when there's no effort to, you know, really rein them in at home themselves. It's like the teachers are almost hired as babysitters, if you will. And that's not what they're there for.
Absolutely.
Not what they're there for. They're there to build and cultivate the minds of our kids and our future. And our future is doomed the way that we're looking at it right now. Hate to say it, but.
Well, it's reality. And we have to be a little bit more accountable and responsible.
Absolutely.
For our own issues and problems.
Definitely. Like, how do you blame someone else for the fact that your kids don't act right in school, or, you know, the fact that they're running all over everyone and you can't do anything about them and it's affecting, you know, your household, you and your job, because you're being called 9 and 10 times out of the week because of a, you know, behavioral issue with your child. Like I said, it's just a domino effect all the way around, and it affects everyone. So we've got to be able to start back at the root of the problem, which is in our homes, and deal with our kids accordingly and make them the successes that we know. Don't be afraid to push your kids.
Well, I hate to actually go in, but something that I found out recently, we talked about on Wednesday, T.I. and Floyd Mayweather standing off. But,
yeah.
Hey, when we come back, OMG, the position that I took, like, you know, you look at T.I., look at Mayweather, you look at T.I., you look at Mayweather. I mean, come on, man. Sometimes you can talk, but then you got to back it up. We're going to
come on now. That's baby mama right there. That's baby mama. You know he won't come back down.
Well, when we come back, something that you all didn't predict, I'll share with you. TM Hama Radio Live. It's 9:27.
Cause I'm on white man. Cause I'm on white man. Mr. White Man, you heard me? Spot the million. This would be the remix.
White man.
Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. I pull up at the club, VIP, gas tank on. But all drinks on me.
White man out.
Fresh kicks, fresh white, tall teeth. Fresh NFL hats, fresh bowls with the grease.
White man out.
White man out. Wanna hit me with the heat. Real, recognized, real. Don't speak.
White man out.
Chicken lady, I've been rolling about a week. You can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth.
White man out.
Don't wipe me down. At least put some shoulders on. A night on my town. Sheesh, you should know the cost. Please, we have to deal and pull the roaches on. 300 G's for the V's just to blow exhaust. 200 G's on my sleeve cause I'm showing off. No clouds in the stones, the EVs all going off. Ladies on the scene, tell her drive us spin around. Hit the block, tell her fiends, wipe the rims down. Hit the turf, tell her team, time to hit the town. Hit the club, tell her waiter, order me some bottles. Left the club with a shorty for the Maserati. From the club to the telly, shorty, that's the model. The high got an army. The ride got a horny, now the ride's like a She's doing freaky things while the engine go boom. Rollo, we don't need a room.
No,
she could go while I look up at the moon.
Cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white man. Cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white man. Cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white man. Cause I'm on white man, cause I'm on white man. Cause I'm on
car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels. Car, dash, rims, wheels.
Wipe it out.
B-O-O-S-I-E-B-A-D-A-C-C, that's me.
Wipe it out.
Red bone caramels all along, stop and stare all along, trying to steal my underwear.
Wipe it out.
I like the flow like Rick Ross, got a hiccup, set it off. When I sing it, everybody set it off.
Wipe it out.
Black meat, jam on, play with me, I bust the dome.
Totally dude, the best wanna watch is totally rude. I beg your pardon, but the Benz is so huge. I mean, it made busy. We close the curtains like it's Moulin Rouge. Yeah, I do the honors, I strip your Prada, Dolce & Gabbana. Make it rain and call it a baby shower. Now wipe me down, cause I'm on. And yeah, I ring bells like that kid named Sean now. Yeah, I had to laugh. 2 million ringtones, had another half. Y'all boys going through the man. Now that's what the fuck I call bringing crack back.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm on
hot drop, drop, top, top, drop, drop it like it's hot, yeah.
White man out.
You see this ice on my wrist, how it glist soon as the lights hit, you can't lie to ice.
White man out.
Purple got me smelling funky, red monkey, $500 on them, you ain't seen me yet.
White man out.
Beatin', you can hear me way around the corner, paint wet, with the 24 on it, that's a big
white man out.
Nice with the pen,
nice.
Four pipes on the M, when y'all little dudes see me before you smile and grin. No, it ain't a game, I told you it ain't a game. LV on the buckle, YSL on the frame.
White man out.
This is real talk,
yeah.
Stainless steel,
yep, yep.
I'ma put the work in, but when I pass it off,
what?
Trying to cuff her, I just need a couple minutes. Red Bull and Guinness, do my thing, let her.
White man out.
Then I'm finished,
uh-huh.
Kiss is a menace,
yeah.
Nah, you ain't seen these airs if I'm in them,
uh-uh.
Polo shirt, yeah, all denim. Sickles on my neck and hand. Better check your man.
Woo.
It's brand new, so I doubt if this could jam. Don't even ask who the best is. Yes, I am. I'm a winner. Therefore, I can't lose. Shoulders in the chest first, in the pants.
White
shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes.
Show
me,
chest, pants,
shoes.
White
man, chest.
D-Block,
Wheels,
who else?
Joey
Crack,
Tell a Squad,
Rims,
Lil Boosie,
good, world? This is Sage James, and you tuned in to TM Hyman Radio Live.
Now, here we go, no reason again. Still it's no place I'd rather be in the end. But right here, I stare in your right eye. Going back and forth like a leaf. I saying different things knowing we lie. No limit to the sky long as we fly.
Shout out 7th Streeter.
like her.
Southern Street Tie. Hey, we were talking about T.I. Wednesday. We talked about T.I. and Mayweather standing off out there in L.A. over, you know, Mayweather calling Tiny outside her name. And it was a rumor going around that T.I. Actually walked away with two black eyes. T.I. took to Twitter to make sure we understood. No black eyes over here, you N-words. He said, not in niggerdom would ever anything like that ever happen. That I'm just quoting T.I. Never in N-worddom. I'm not going to, you know, repeat it, but only once. Hey, just funny. I think it's funny. I think it's funny how social media is used to just steal beef at 30-plus years old. Are you serious?
Yes, yes. Like, when does it ever end? I mean, and not that the supposed topic of the beef or the subject of the beef isn't a valid one, you know, when you're going to protect what's rightfully yours and his wife is his, then, you know, it may come to that, but social media just takes it to such an ugly alternate universe. It's just, and then it gets twisted and turned around, and I really don't know what. I call it like the modern-day telephone game. You remember back in the day when you would play the telephone game with your friends, and you would start out with a story, and you would tell one person, and then that person tells another person, and then it just keeps going. But by the time it gets to the last person, it's had so much stuff added to it, and it's so distorted and twisted around, it's not even what the original story started out as. So, unfortunately, I think that social media provides the same negativity fuel in that area. So I don't know. I just hope
have
that
you
it
heard about, have you all heard about Michael Jace, who is on, who's about to go on trial for murdering his wife. A domestic violence issue that clearly involved money troubles. And so this is the actor that plays on what series? Just Google Michael Jace, Jace, J-A-C-E, FX, The Shield. That's what I was trying to think of. The show The Shield. His name is Michael Jace. Allegedly had past violent issues. He was best known for his role with The Shield, was arrested and charged with murder. This was a couple of weeks ago, I think maybe around the 21st of May. It was a Tuesday. Interesting situation. Wife was very attractive woman. You know, it seems like people are having no problem just taking other people's lives right now. I mean, every time you turn around, somebody's, like, killing someone. It just seems like, you know, it's a fad. What's going on? I'm really not sure. But more to come as it unfolds. You know, some type of bitter custody battle, you know, was in the midst. I mean, you know, violent, you know, rages, you know, screaming. You know, back and forth, just an interesting situation that led to a murder is what they're calling it. Interesting. Again, Michael Jace from The Shield, you know, charged with murder a couple weeks ago and is really on trial. So,
wow. Also wanted to get in there for my people in the seven cities, Hampton Roads, Tidewater, Virginia area. We lost an icon in entertainment and radio the other day. Kevin B. Jefferson, a.k.a. KJ Holiday, formerly of 103 Jams. He was the program manager there for many years when the station was at its number one in its market. You know,
right,
all of the shows.
I worked with KJ for like 2 years, maybe 3 years, just a nice dude. And so to hear
all around
how he passed away, he was actually, he had transitioned from Virginia out to Detroit. But he actually had his son with him over the Memorial Day weekend. was playing basketball when he had a heart attack and passed away.
Oh, man.
Can you believe that? Unbelievable.
Oh,
unbelievable.
God.
So definitely our love and condolences to a good dude. He was a good dude.
Yes, he was. Yes, he was. The funeral services are going to be June 3rd at noon at Calvary Revival Church in Norfolk, Virginia, with the viewing from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. And the wake is the day before June 2nd from 6 to 8 p.m. at Metropolitan Funeral Services, 120 West Berkeley Avenue in Norfolk, Virginia. So, no, if you're out there and, you know, you were touched by KJ like we were, unfortunately I won't be able to make it out there. I'll be out there the week after. You know, it's just stop and pay your condolences, or, you know, stop what you're doing around those times and pay a great man in radio a moment of silence. Love you, KJ. Rest in peace.
No doubt, it's the Friday Night Cypher, everybody. It's 9:43 where we are, 6:43 out there in Santa Ana, California. Big up to Joe Smith and Miss Kiss Major. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. We'll be right back. Yo, Gotti, Rich Homie Quan.
I know. You say you will.
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they f*** with me strong.
Hey.
And them they gon' f*** it because money long.
Money.
You know that I know. Well, you know that I know.
You a fool, and it ain't a secret. I'm so official, they can referee.
They know I
black gun, white work, I got jungle fever.
They know I do.
28 on the scale, all my talk is easy.
Rich homies,
get money, break bread,
yeah.
Gotta feed your people.
People,
every day like Thanksgiving, everybody eating
bed.
I put work
in the hood,
let my homies grind.
Grind.
I do what I do to see my new chance. I know what I know, and man, that's all I know.
That's all I know.
I take 63 grams and try to make a four. That's a couple if I get it right. Wanna see my homies rich, cause this the life.
I know. Ain't that you say you will?
You know
just know that I know. Them streets, they f*** with me strong.
And them
they gon' just because money long. You know that I know. Well, you know that I know.
Hey, I know that you ain't that you claim to be.
No.
Despite how much money that I make, this shit ain't changing me.
I know.
A lot of these, they lying to me.
I'm blown, I smoke, but I roll.
But the same that I came in with.
Rich homie,
yeah. I'm on the west coast and low. For them narcotics, potato on it, make it suicide.
Grown dude, you profile.
I done made $1 million, I didn't go to college.
You
and
mean?
One of my niggas get locked up, fucking work, Beverly, he go on silent.
He don't know nobody, can't tell nobody but yourself.
So believe me when I tell you that I know about
when
it.
When I asked your f*** about it,
she said, me and yo got it. They really, really left, and I told that bitch.
I know. You say you will.
How you know though?
Just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they f*** with me strong.
And
them
f***ing
gon' just because money long. You know that I know. Well, you know that I know.
I wanna see my homies rich forever. I know some secrets I never tell them. I got some birds, but I never mell them. You in love with Instagram homies, and you ain't never mell them. Yeah. Pocket full of money, boy, I know the feeling. I know they hating it why I lost the ceiling. In the drop head of the 71 colors on 8. Then my white beat on with my hat to the back. Started from the bottom like Drake, but I'm with the same old that I started with. Same young that I'm riding with. Ain't the help problem with, cause I'm automatic pistol, no revolver. And I know, say lay so, go against they gas, playing like they real, living in disguise. Homie, what you know?
I know. Even if you say you will,
you know,
just know that I know.
Okay.
Them streets, they with me strong.
And
them bitches gon' just because money long. You know that I know. Well, you know that I know.
Chromed out, fixed the shit, bubbling, laying up with them Colombians. Oh, fuck no, I get dough, Fox Brown, mama, jig suits from Gabbana. We ballin', nigga, who you callin'? Baba, we be flashing, sex lasting all night long, it's strong. The max to rip, ill nana, like Benihana steak, the boogie like a fresh pants nigga. The Galleon, Fox Brown, the Dawn, Uchiyon. Stalin, sit Cristal on the Cayman Allen. Got gay niggas ready to switch. Like Ravano, turn the mob nigga to snitch. Three playing the dawn for Vettadini, 5 carats on the arm. Jewels be the bomb. The 4 hotties, total with Foxy, sippin' Spumante. The bad girl of the year, 96 Pandora.
Is terrific, stupendous, tremendous. I've been just a little bit more than the average whore, cause I'm focused, I rock Versace lamp and focus. You didn't know I like crocodile boots and gator suits? The biggest willies got to fill me. I like the Hot Wheels, you got a fast car. Like Tracy Chapman, you can cruise with this rap star. The mink border, the heroin importer. I be that rich bitch, stack banks by the chip. Check it, I spot pitch like Spud McKenzie. I'm Leon Lahimji, taxes is getting taxes. It's the central for the presidential. Certified testicles, get sprayed for the decibels. The king and I, all you need in this world. I'm a bad girl, the high-pitched queen bitch.
In a jet black bitch, second in fulfilling dreams, making life complete. Come take a journey with your song to fight bitch that can't be beat. Once, twice, second time around for me. 3 times more than the lady you'd imagine me be. I've been reinstated, platinum plated, and niggas hated. Relay it, that I'm the shit. 12 loopers in the pit, get hot like a chili pepper, flee from me. You got the blunt, give it away to the BRAT. And check my M3, they got more beats than Bo Piachi. And you can't keep up with this heifer from the West Side Street. I'm counting that money, acting funny with all the phonies. Keeping it real with homies who've been real to me. It would defeat the purpose for me not to flash my rock. Cash traveler's check, the best to stop the bond. Sipping on Dawn.
Thank you.
and the Brat up here.
Yes, no, that was my jam.
You know, Hot Chocolate TM. Hey, bring your Friday night to a close. Got a few minutes left in the show. 9:51 where I am. Not sure where you are, but look at your clock. What's popping this weekend?
In my world, I'm actually chilling out. I'm still kind of recuperating from Memorial Weekend, where I had a blast, super great time. But I'm going to be doing a lot of traveling coming up here in the next, we'll say, 6 weeks. I have like 3 trips that I got to make. So yeah, I think my weekend, until I make those trips, are pretty much just trying to catch up on rest that I know I'm going to be deprived of in the future.
That's what it is. That is exactly what it is. Hey, she's up in here. She's been chilling over there, but she did want to crack the mic open tonight. Live, PA Willingham, welcome to the show.
Good evening. What's happening, family?
What up, Dee Dee? All right.
What's going on? What you got planned for the weekend?
Oh, my goodness. I was just telling somebody, this is like the first weekend. I have no plans. I don't have no plans. I don't have no date. I don't got nowhere to go. I'm just bored. Whew. I guess I got to go.
You probably need to rest, just like I was saying. You need to let your body recharge.
Heck yeah.
She said get the rest for those weekends that you're going to be deprived. She's doing pre-planning.
That's right. That's right. You know we're going to Miami next month.
Store up for Miami, right?
That's right. No sleep weekend, South Beach.
Oh, Lord.
That's July 18th through the 20th, folks. Meet us in Miami.
I'm bringing the rhodiola and the Siberian energy and the excess energy drink.
I need that rhodiola in my life.
What? I'm totally lost. ¿Cómo se dice rhodiola? What's who? Ray Liotta?
Rhodiola. Rhodiola.
What is that?
Helper.
Rhodiola is it's a natural supplement that is used to help with focus and energy
and
physical activity.
Oh, yeah.
Say it again. What'd you say, Tay?
Clarity of thought as well. Very clear thoughts.
Oh, yes, I need that.
Helps you to focus. As in Siberian energy, give that a boost, because actually rhodiola is more for the focus, not so much as for the energy, it's more so for the focus. But the Siberian energy is, of course, is for the energy. You take both of them together, it's on and popping. You focus and energetic. Come on, we about to have a ball. I got
Make sure you got a case of Siberian energy.
Well, I mean, for people who are listening and know this is like so serious, I literally live by the rhodiola. It works. So let people know how they can actually get this. Give them the link to you. Tell them the product.
The product is a Nutrilite brand product offered by Amway. And I do sell that, and as well as our finance expert, LaToya. So you can go on to my website is the Pray It Forward Mall. It's pretty long. ThePrayItForwardMall.com. Just like it sounds, all one word. ThePrayItForwardMall.com. And that's through Amway. You can order it that way. Or if you're unable to remember ThePrayItForwardMall.com, you can just go straight through Amway.com. And when they ask you who referred you to the site, please let them know your health and wellness expert, Dee Dee or Domea Willingham. Thank you.
All right.
Word. Again, it's called rhodiola. And what's the other one? Siberian monkey. What is it?
You know what? Yeah, that's how we're going to be in Miami, like monkey. Siberian energy. It's a combination. It has like ginkgo biloba, some ginseng, some very good. And again, it's all natural. Supplement, and no chemicals, very all natural and good for you.
Yes, we are going to be on that.
Yes, ma'am.
And be focused, man.
No doubt. That's the No Sleep Weekend. That's going down July the 18th through the 20th. What's the website?
No Sleep Miami. NoSleepSouthBeach.com.
NoSleepSouthBeach.com. Hey, we're going to leave you with this throwback because we up out of here. It is literally the weekend, and it sounds
it
like
is?
We all chilling.
Yep.
So, hey, be safe. We are out. We'll check you back Monday, same place, same time, 9 p.m. We out. Let's do it.
Be a blessing.
All right. And we are, of course, that crew, that team, and that network, T.M. Hyman Radio. He is the General, T.M. Hyman. I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. The beautiful Dee Dee Willingham, Madam C-Lo Boston, Save James, Toya, Nokio. We love you. Have a fantastic weekend. Be safe out there, everybody. And June 1st, let's go.
Self-destruction, it really ain't the rap audience that's bugging. It's one or two suckers, ignorant brothers, trying to rob and steal from one another. You get caught in the mid. So to crush that stereotype, here's what we did. We got ourselves together so that you could unite and fight for what's right. Not negative cause, the way we live is positive. We don't kill our relatives. Pop, 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 when it's shot, who's to blame? Headlines, front page, and rap, the name. MC's the light here to state the bottom line. The black on black crime was way before our time. Took a brother's life with a knife as his wife. Cried cause he died a trifling death when he left his very last breath. Was I slept, so watch your step. Back in the 60s, our brothers and sisters were hanged. How could you gangbang? I never ever ran from the Ku Klux Klan, and I shouldn't have to run from a black man, cause that's...
T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. T.M. Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show.